Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where we have had unseasonably warm day, where the weather is absolutely magnificent. Atlanta, which is a city of over 6 million now, if it had weather like this 300 days a year, would have 50 million people. So I guess that you can't be thankful for everything. All right, folks, this is, I have something really troubling to me that I want to talk about today. There's a scripture that says, without a vision, the people perish. That could also mean that the people are unrestrained. And I think that that's exactly what we have happening in America today. The people are unrestrained because they lack vision, they lack purpose, they lack cohesiveness, unity, and a corporate vision, which earlier generations certainly did. Now, just by the way, if you want to call in, feel free. I'll take calls today at 347-326-9949. If nobody calls, then I'm going to just talk about what it is that I think that the problem is. We have leadership. Where right is legislated as wrong. Where wrong becomes right. Where people who are corrupt, criminal, have no patriotism, do not abide by the oath of office that they took, leading us in ways that are self-destructive. As the world becomes more dangerous, we are disarming under this leadership, taking money that should be used for, number one, for defense, and putting it into the welfare system, increasing our indebtedness every single day. Now, you have families. If your family owed $150,000 for the man and $150,000 for the woman, that would be $300,000. Let's just say that this is in credit card debt, which is what it is. Doesn't have anything to do with your house, doesn't have anything to do with your car, doesn't have anything to do with living expenses. Doesn't have anything to do with your kids, other than once they become taxpayers, they're going to have this kind of debt and more. So you got to pay for $300,000. Well, since they don't make a payment, what they do is they just inflate everything as it goes along. This is depressing. When you can't believe your national leaders, when you can't believe the press, when you can't believe your elected leaders at any level, hardly, well, what does the president say about this? Well, who cares? He's not going to tell the truth anyway. That's what people feel inside. So what do they do?
how do you exist in a situation like this? Do you just shut down? Do you rail against it? Or do you act out in self-destructive ways, like medicating your pain, like living in despair, being without a vision as the how does your unrestraint manifest itself? Overdrinking? Taking prescription pills? Vegging out in front of the TV? Working out all the time so that you stay in shape and try not to think of anything else? Don't look at the news? Pray that God intervenes, but do nothing on your own? Look at pornography? Increase your debt by spending money that makes you feel good at the store and then worthless the next day because it's like, oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? What do you do? How does this work? How can a nation that loses its moorings stabilize, put its rudder in the water so that it's no longer adrift, and go forward? Well, I mean, obviously, there needs to be a renewed corporate vision with leaders who are committed to carrying it out. In the interim, what do you do? How do you function? How do you, I suppose the best answer, of course, is, well, you know, I look to God. All right, how does that work? Pray for, you know, we're commanded to pray for our leaders. If you've got one that's narcissistic and is opposed to everything Christian, and is force-feeding Islam upon us, how does that work? How do these things turn around in such a way that we not only survive but thrive? What are the things necessary to do? And when you become so lost and alone that you stop seeking after God, as so many do, where do you go from there? I posted a prayer about this that I'm going to read that I think is pretty good on spot. It's a prayer for when you're remorseful and repentant, when you come to the end of seeking after yourself, when you come to the end of I can no longer just cast it aside, regardless, I've got to get back to the original vision, which involves walking with Almighty God. And this is having a contrite spirit. Father, having been wounded at the core of my being, I have stopped seeking you, stopped praying, stopped looking to you for wisdom, guidance, and discernment. I haven't wanted anything to do with you. I've been so angry, so hurt, and so humiliated. In my pain, I have acted in shameful ways, which I have attempted to keep secret, to hide from you and from everybody else. I didn't intend to be like this, to be the person I have become. but my sins have exceeded my capacity to deny, and I am unable to control myself, which I foolishly believed I could. My self-defeating behavior consumes me, and I can no longer hide from the truth. I am weary of hanging my head in shame, of churning my anger and bitterness. I know I have fed my rebellious spirit, but I don't want my future to be controlled by my past. I want to change, to regain control of my life. I am in a deep pit from which there seems no escape. I have often blamed others for my plight, choosing to embrace the role of a victim, convincing myself that I've been faultless. But I can no longer justify my poor behavior. I've been wrong and need to admit this to you and to others. Help me, Lord. Cleanse me and restore me to wholeness. This is what we need to do as a nation. Individually, corporately. Bells, we have walked in disobedience. We have championed evil over good. One of the things that I know for sure is that the Lord does not abide the idea of having false gods before him. In America, this is what we champion, false ways. In so doing, we have walked away from a heritage that is rich in a tradition that embraces godliness. What is it that has made the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world? Is it progressivism? Hardly. Is it people that want, whose definition of freedom, freedom from restraint, freedom to do whatever kinky little thing I want and call it okay? Or has freedom been the freedom to worship Almighty God in peace the way that I want to? The freedom to speak my mind with impunity? The freedom to protect myself? The freedoms that have been granted to me by my Creator? My rights, which are inalienable? Or have we become a nation of weaklings who have allowed our rights to be taken away from us by a government eager to do so? I think you know the answers. These are the things that have been on my heart. Now, I don't like what's happened, what is happening, and what the future portends, not pretends, portends. Nevertheless, I'm going to keep fighting for what is right. I'm going to keep standing for what is just. I'm going to keep my eye on the ball and tell people the truth as I see it. We, as a people who are visionless and without restraint, need to humble ourselves before Almighty God so that He can restore us and heal our land and get rid of all of the worthless, corrupt criminals who are leading us. Now, I'm going to end the show a little bit early today because that's all that I have to say, and I'm not interested in wasting your time by saying by continuing to and say anything more than what I feel is on my heart to say. So I'm just going to say God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Goodbye.